I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin to check out a workshop put on by the Wisconsin Historical Fencing Association. When I think fencing, I think people in tight white outfits with thin foils. Getting out of my car, that image is completely shattered. On the front lawn, about 20 people matched in pairs are going after each other with shining steel longswords.
Hi. Is there an Aaron here?
Aaron is inside. I can show you where he is.
Okay.
He's conducting really the novice class, the first people here. These people have more experience.
Okay.
So we've kind of segregated that.
Sure.
Aaron Pennenberg is internationally known for his skill in medieval combat arts and has been in a few movies. He founded the WHFA a little over a year ago and is also the lead instructor. During a break, he had a moment to talk to me.
Fencing is a shortened form for a longer term, which meant the general arts and science of defense, which encompassed at the time all fighting. Wrestling, fighting in armor, fighting on horseback. They focused on the sword because it was a noble arm, because it was an arm in which they could exercise these martial principles together. We're not going to line up in armor and just bash each other just because it's cool, you know, which it is.
Yeah. But,
you know, what we're trying to do is take those athletic martial principles and figure out what it was they were teaching.
Watching from the side, I can see a straight line back to a time when this wasn't just a cool thing to learn, but something you had to know to stay alive. I can't take my eyes off the swords, and on the next break, Aaron told me about them.
Primary source for our weaponry is Albion Armors, which is located in New Glarus, Wisconsin, and they make primarily all of our steel swords. Now, obviously, they're not sharp, okay? They're done in such a way that the edges are kind of rolled or wishboned. We're wearing protective gear as best we can, but we're trying not to overpad ourselves with all sorts of equipment because then it changes the dynamics and the nature of how it is these folks were studying their art historically, and therefore it would change how we're exploring the art.
Wisconsin currently has 3 WHFA chapters, which meet once or twice a week to practice and learn. The cloudy mist I'd arrived in had turned to rain, so the men and women I saw outside, the more advanced students, some coming from around the state and country, had moved to a large room downstairs. The moves are incredibly fast. Steel blurs through the air, finding its mark, and the matches are over in just seconds. It's time for me to leave, but I wish I could stay. For the class, for the whole weekend, and trade in my microphone for a longsword.